Thousands are without power after heavy rain and high winds blew through southeast Michigan overnight. The National Weather Service issuing a wind advisory saying gusts could top 45 miles per hour. As always, if you see a downed power line, call your local utility or 911 to report it and never approach it. Police in Harper Woods have a woman in custody in connection with a deadly shooting early this morning. Officers responded to a home along Kingsville in the area of Maross and I-94. They found a man inside an apartment who had been shot several times. He was taken to a local hospital where he later died. North Korean voters, including leader Kim Jong-un, going to the polls to approve a new lineup of roughly 700 members for the national legislature. But in this election, there won't be any surprises. The outcome is already set. Voters get only one candidate to choose from, and in typical North Korean fashion, turnout is compulsory. Airport security reminding spring break travelers, think before you pack. Mark Howell of the Transportation Security Association says you can save yourself a lot of headaches if you double-check your baggage before packing, making sure any forbidden items don't make the trip to the airport with you.
There are some categories of prohibited items that will get you a civil penalty. One of those is firearm. Regular pocket knives, things like that, you're usually not going to get in trouble for it. Anything that would be explosive, your hazardous material, your hazmat, if you try to hide something, then it's a little bit different.
For the latest news, click on AM 950 or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.